girls, last week we finished off at that point where our Lord Jesus Christ had prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, you remember. And then the soldiers and the leaders of the children of Israel in Jerusalem, and Judas Iscariot, of course, who betrayed the Lord Jesus, came to the Garden of Gethsemane to take him away. Jesus was going to be put to death on the cross, of course. But in order for the people to do that, they had to prove that Jesus had done some wrong. Now, Jesus had done no wrong, of course, because he was the Son of God and God the Son. And the Bible says that he did no sin, there was no guile, there was nothing wrong that ever came out of his mouth. But in order for the leaders of Israel to have Jesus put to death, they had to try and prove that he was a lawbreaker, that he had done something wrong, and therefore he was worthy of being put to death. They were jealous of the Lord, because as the Lord had gone into the streets of those places preaching the gospel and so forth, those men had become envious of our Lord Jesus Christ. They had become jealous of him. And now on account of that, they simply wanted him put to death and put out of their lives forever. Very, very sad state of affairs. Well, then when our Lord was taken from the Garden of Gethsemane, he was taken first of all to a man called Annas, and then he was taken to another man called Caiaphas. Caiaphas was the high priest, the leader, the religious leader of the children of Israel. And so he was taken into the palace of Caiaphas, and there they were going to bring witnesses to speak against the Lord to prove that he had done something worthy of death, and therefore they were going to crucify the Savior. Now, as these witnesses came, one would say one thing and another would say another thing, but you know what they did? They contradicted one another. They couldn't agree just what it was they were supposed to say against the Lord Jesus, because, of course, they couldn't really say anything against him. And so no matter how they tried, they just couldn't find any cause to put Jesus to death. Now, in the palace of Caiaphas, something very sad happened concerning one of the Lord's own disciples, Simon Peter. When the Lord was taken away from the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples, of course, they were scattered. They went everywhere. But then it would seem that as they were going along the road and Jesus was being taken to the palace of the high priest, then some of the disciples began to come back again. And two of them that followed the Lord at a distance were John and Simon Peter. And they got into the palace of the high priest, and it was early in the morning and it was cold and there was a fire. And so the Bible tells us that Simon Peter, he got huddled round the fire. Now, he didn't want anybody to see him, you see, so he sat back from the fire a bit. He wanted to see what was going to happen with the Lord Jesus. Now, earlier on, the Lord had said that the disciples were all going to forsake him. Once he would be arrested in Gethsemane, he said, "You're going to be scattered like sheep." Simon Peter said, "Lord," he said, "I'll never forsake you. I'll never do anything against you." Listen to what Jesus said to them. He said, "Simon, this night before the cock crows," and you know how the cock crows early in the morning to announce that it's day. He says, "This night before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times." And as they were early in the morning in the palace of Caiaphas the high priest, this young girl came to Simon Peter and she said, "Aren't you one of his disciples? Aren't you one of the followers of Jesus of Nazareth?" And Peter said, "No, I'm not. I don't even know who you're speaking about." And then she came back again, second time. And she said, "I'm sure you're one of his disciples. I've seen you with him. You're from Nazareth. Your speech betrays you. I can tell what part of the country you're from by your accent." "No," he said, "I'm not. I know nothing about Jesus of Nazareth." And then she came the third time. And she said, "I'm sure you're one of his followers." And the Bible tells us with that, boys and girls, that Peter denied the Lord with oaths and curses, some terrible language he used that he shouldn't have used. And just as he did that, what do you think happened? In the stillness of the night, the cock crowed. And the Bible says that Peter went out from the palace of Caiaphas and he wept. He knew he had denied the Lord Jesus Christ, his Savior, and he went out and he wept bitterly. Later on, when the Lord rises from the dead again, he'll meet up with Simon Peter and he'll bring him back to himself once more. But Simon now knew that he had denied the Lord, and so he went out and he wept. Then they took the Lord to another place, to the palace of Pontius Pilate, who was the Roman ruler in that place, because they knew that if they were ever going to get Jesus put to death, of course it was the Roman authorities that were going to have to do that. And Pilate, he stood before the Lord and he said, "Are these things that they're saying about you, are they true?" And as Pilate began to look at the Lord, here's what he said. He said, "I find no cause of death in this man. He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't done anything that deserves death." And so he brought him out before the people and he said, "Behold your king." And they cried out and they said, "We've got no king but Caesar." And he said, "What will I do with this Jesus who is called the Christ?" And listen to what the people shouted. They shouted, "Away with him, crucify him." And our Lord Jesus Christ was then taken out to the place called Calvary, and he was put to death. You see, all of those voices that spoke against the Lord, now many good things Christ had done for all of those people, and yet at the end they turned round and they wanted him crucified. They wanted him out of their lives. Now listen, boys and girls, isn't it a terrible thing when people, men and women and boys and girls, don't want Jesus in their life? Those people didn't want Jesus in their life. And they said, "Away with him. Get him out of our sight. Crucify him." And my, when people don't want Jesus in their lives, they act really like those people who acted that day when Pontius Pilate set Jesus before them. Now I trust that each and every one of you, if not now, you'll come to that point in your life where you will have Christ in your life and as the Savior of your life forevermore. Older people, young people, boys and girls, whatever the case might be, that we know that we have Christ in our lives forever and evermore.